Last night, the Baltimore City Council went over tax increment financing legislation that would subsidize the redevelopment of Perkins Homes. This is also known as TIF legislation, and it's part of the Perkins Somerset Old Town Transformation Plan led by the Housing Authority of Baltimore City. WYPR's health reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Near the affluent Harbor East neighborhood is Perkins Homes, a public housing project for low-income residents. Built in the 1940s, it has been suffering blight for years. But through the PSO Transformation Plan, the Housing Authority of Baltimore City is transforming Perkins Homes into a new mixed-income housing complex. It's building 2,172 new residential units in Perkins, Somerset, and Old Town. It's also building new stores, parks, and a school over the course of about 10 years. The development will cost about $1 billion. Janet Abrahams, the executive director of HABC, says that the PSO plan will foster health, educational, and economic mobility in these communities. She says they decided to rebuild the Perkins site after consulting residents.
Collaboratively, we all decided that this was a good option for this particular neighborhood.
Of the new residential units, a little over half will be public housing or affordable units. 652 of them will be public housing units, in place of the 629 units currently at Perkins Homes. Abraham says current Perkins residents have the option of living in the new public housing units and that HABC pays for their relocation costs.
We are replacing all the units and some. I think people need to hear that.
The PSO plan has drawn criticism for shifting public housing and low-income Black residents away from the harbor where Perkins is located. Of the 652 new public housing units, 377 will be at the original Perkins site. The remaining 275 will be at Somerset. But Abraham says that the businesses that make the harbor a convenient location will become accessible in Somerset.
What we're trying to do is expand those resources so that all residents can enjoy.
Residents like Cherise Hackett have had to relocate so that Perkins Homes could be demolished. Hackett says that some residents are concerned about being able to relocate safely, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
People are just worried about displacement and the timing.
Many of the residents are elderly and have lived there for many years. Others have disabilities or chronic illnesses. But Hackett says she and residents have also had the opportunity to make their voices heard. Since moving to Perkins in 2016, she's attended resident meetings every 1 to 2 months. She's also had support through Urban Strategies, whose case managers provide her and other residents with mobility counseling. And she has enjoyed new benefits.
I fix my credit pretty much 100%, and I'm in the process of looking for a home to purchase.
Ernestine Chambers, the senior project manager of Urban Strategies, says they assess the needs of residents and advocate for their needs, whether or not they choose to return.
We assist individuals with attorneys. We assist them with food and resources. We also help them get jobs, promotions, raises, home ownership, build credit.
Former Perkins resident Rebe Wilson says Urban Strategies helped her stay informed throughout the development process.
I'm always updated. If something going on or something I need to know about, my caseworker notify me.
Wilson has since relocated. She has the option of returning to the new site, but is still undecided.
I like where I'm at, but I'm also excited about the new development.
Abraham says she is thankful for residents' cooperation with HABC.
I really believe with the partnerships that we have that this project will be something we can all be proud of.
She says there will be public hearings on legislation that will subsidize the project. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support of GBMC Healthcare.